The versatility of the foreskin also makes it easier for the female partner to stimulate her man using her hand by moving the foreskin back and forth. In fact, the thumb and one finger do suffice. The foreskin also facilitates entertaining sex games, such as the Star Wars sword. In this sex game, the woman pulls back the foreskin of her male partner and pretends that she is power cycling a lightsaber. The increased sensitivity and funny sex games it makes possible improve the pair bonding of couples, whereas the damage from circumcision disturbs the pair bonding between couples. If you allow your child to get circumcised, you also circumcise the teenager he will become, and you will also circumcise the adult he will become, who will not be wanted by females. And which man would prefer having a scar on their body, let alone on their sexual organ? Due to the lack of sensitivity, couples with a circumcised male partner might resort to sexual practices that carry an enormous risk of injury. How would intelligent extraterrestrial species think of us if they found out that about circumcision? Those Homo sapiens sapiens think of themselves as the smartest species on their planet, yet they poison themselves with cigarettes and then they remove a part of the reproductive organ of their male offsprings. In fact, they are the only mammals that do so, yet they have the egoism to see themselves as above the other animal species. What a bunch of morons. They never learn from their history. Sixth mistake, wrong priorities. Love and sexuality are more important than homework and school grades. Has any old man at the exiting stage of his life been heard saying, "Man, I really wish I spent more of my teenagers learning for exams"? Love and sex are more important than school homework and grades. The unfortunate reality is that old people cannot love. Only young people are biologically capable of sensing love and affection. So it is a higher priority to enjoy love and affection at an age where it is biologically possible. So which of the two is more likely? I wish I got better grades in school, or I wish I spent more time with my girlfriend? School grades are not a measure of the actual performance of the students, but a measure of how much the teacher likes that student. Therefore, school grades are a meaningless number. Having these numbers get slightly worse for the benefit of spending time on love and sexuality is worth it.